Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs again, and it's my privilege to come into your presence to share with you the truth of the Word of God. We're in John chapter 17. We're reading the prayer, one of the statements of the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ that's recorded here in John 17, a prayer that Jesus prayed just a few hours before he went to that old rugged cross to die for your sins and for mine. And in verse 17 of John 17, Jesus prayed to the Father, sanctify them. And he was talking about you, and he was talking about me, beloved. He, in this prayer, is talking about we who would believe in him, we who would accept him as Savior, we who would open our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what God the Father, what the Lord Jesus said as he was praying to the Father. In verse 4, Jesus said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Jesus was speaking about the disciples, but he was also speaking about you and me, beloved, because no man can come unto the Father except the Spirit draw him to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. It's through the work of the Holy Spirit we're drawn to the Lord Jesus and are given to him by God the Father. Verse 7, Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the Scriptures might be fulfilled, speaking about the apostles and the disciples. But again, looking forward to you and to me. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil, literally the evil one, Satan. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Yes, beloved. Is reading God's Word important? Absolutely. It is the truth, and it has a purifying effect upon the individual who will read it, and who will hide it in their heart by reading it, by meditating upon it. I remember reading about an evangelist that was visiting a country where they did not have the conveniences we have in the United States of America. The women were down by the river, and they were washing their clothes. As he walked along by the river, one of the ladies recognized him and said, "I remember when you were here last year and spoke to us and gave us the Word of God, and it had a cleansing effect upon my life. It made me a different person." And he said, "Well, what was I preaching on?" And she said, "I don't remember, but it cleansed my heart. It had a cleansing effect." And he said, "Well, if you don't remember, how do you know that it cleansed you?" And she said, "Do you see what I'm doing? I'm washing clothes. Look at the water here above where I'm washing. You see how clear the water is? Look at the water down here below where I'm washing. You see how dirty it is? The water is washing away the dirt." And she said, "That's what God's Word did to me. It washed away the dirt. It had a cleansing effect upon my life." Yes, beloved, God's Word will sanctify you if you will get into it and read it. It will sanctify and teach you what is right and what is holy. And then another truth about God's Word is that the Word of God makes the food holy. Did you know that? The Word of God makes the food holy. If you will look with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5. "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the Word of God and prayer." When we have our meals together, we have a little packet of scriptures, and we pull out one of those scriptures and we read the scripture, and then we have a word of prayer and thank the Lord for the food and ask Him to bless it to our physical nourishment. The Word of God makes the food holy, beloved. That's what we read there. "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified," that is, made holy, "by the Word of God and prayer." Do you see, beloved, why God's Word is so important? Do you see why it will benefit and bless your life if you will get into the Word of God on a regular basis, if you will read it, if you will let the truth of God's Word penetrate your life by faithfully reading it? It will impact you, whether you're aware of it or not. It will have an impact upon your life. And then another reason we need to read God's Word. Reading and studying God's Word is an act of obedience. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, we read these words that Paul wrote to young Timothy: "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Yes, beloved, how are you going to rightly divide the word of truth and to know what truth is and to know scriptures that are taken out of context and that are twisted and that are misused? How are you going to be able to recognize false teachers if you do not know the Word of God? The Word of God, beloved, is what has to be our standard to judge what's right and what's wrong. It's the Word of God that reveals the truth, and the Word of God that reveals error. And that's why it's so important that we who know the Lord God as our Savior are obedient to Him in reading His Word and meditating upon His Word, hiding it in our heart. Is reading God's Word important? Reading and meditating on God's Word is profitable and will make one successful and will make one wise. And you say, "Really?" Notice what 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17 tells us. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God And the word inspiration means God breathed. The Holy Spirit of God breathed upon the authors, the men who wrote the words of God. That is, the Holy Spirit of God was the one who oversaw the writing of God's Word. And that's why God's Word is truth, beloved. And that's why you can rely upon the truth of God's Word. If there's any apparent contradiction, it has to do with the understanding or with the translation. It doesn't have anything to do with the truth of God's Word in its original form. And the Bible, beloved, that we hold is the Word of God. And so it's so important that we look into the Word of God and that we heed it. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for doctrine. What is doctrine? That's the basic truths of God's Word. That's the fundamental truths of God's Word. The truths about Almighty God. The truths about the triune Godhead. The truths that are about the blood of Jesus Christ and the cleansing power of His salvation, the truth of salvation, the truth of redemption. These truths, beloved, these fundamental basic truths, the truth concerning the future, eschatology and what the future has in store for us, these truths, basic fundamental truths, beloved, are doctrine. For reproof. What does the Word of God do? It convicts us of sin. It opens our eyes to the truth. It helps us to see the things that are contrary to the truth. It reproves us. And for correction, it shows us what we should be doing, how we should be living, what will please the Lord, and what will bring glory to His name. For instruction in righteousness. Instruction in right living, instruction in that which is acceptable and pure and clean and holy that we need to produce in our life by obedience to the Word of God, that the man of God may be perfect. The word perfect means spiritually mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Word of God, beloved, will make you to be a vessel of righteousness, an instrument of holiness, a servant that God can use mightily to His honor, to His glory, and to His praise. That's why studying God's Word is so essential. Till next time, goodbye.